So we're going to proceed to our next panel, which is an M&A panel. I'm going to run through some of the run through the bios and keep things moving along. All right. So running through the bios for this distinguished panel here this morning. First is Ross Cooper. Ross Cooper is a director with the investment banking practice of Bank of America Securities. He's worked on numerous M&A assignments, including sell-side and buy-side transactions, leverage buyouts, as well as numerous debt and equity financing involving several IPOs, follow-on equity, and bond offerings. In addition to that, we have Ken Gill. Ken Gill has been practicing law for almost 30 years. First half of that is a corporate and securities lawyer in private practice, where he represented a variety of clients, including buyers and sellers in a variety of M&A transactions. Ken has also worked in-house since 2009, serving as chief legal officer at two different publicly traded software companies. Since October of 2023, he served as chief legal officer of Octane, which is a private software company providing software and logistics solutions to e-commerce merchants. Third panelist is Andy Smetana, who serves as an advisor and legal counsel to entrepreneurs, emerging companies, and investors across diverse industries, including technology, life sciences, and business services. Andy is currently serving as the office managing partner for Perkins Coie, Austin office, which he helped open in 2020. Andy guides clients through bet the company transactions involving venture capital, private equity, and strategic investors with a focus on delivering exceptional service and building long-term relationships. Also has experience in complex M&A transactions, including spinouts and divestitures. On the charitable and community service front, Andy is a member of the board of directors of CASA here in Travis County. And finally, another longtime veteran of the planning committee, Rob Cefaletta, is a partner in corporate and securities at Wilson Sonsini here in Austin, where he is also the managing partner. Today, I think we have managing partner of like all of the Austin offices of major firms from around the country, which is kind of cool. We should hit them up for something. I'm not sure with them. But anyway, he's extensive experience, of course, with public offerings, mergers and acquisitions, venture capital, private equity financing, and startup company representation, including advising a number of public companies on corporate governance, disclosure, and SEC compliance matters. So with that, I'll turn it over to our panel. Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, Bart. So just an overview of what we're going to cover. Ross is going to kick things off and kind of go over the current conditions in M&A market. Ken will give an in-house view of M&A. I'll cover deal term changes. Andy will talk about Delaware case law, and then we'll talk about distressed company sales. So if you have any questions, feel free to interrupt us, or we may have some time at the end.
Great. Thank you, everybody. we'll run through B of A's 2023 review and 2024 outlook for the M&A market. And as you might expect, as a banker, it is somewhat rosy. relative to 2022 and 2023. so the big thing kind of going into this year was, you know, kind of soft landing, which I think we've landed successfully on. Most people believing that there will be a soft landing. The macro headwinds have somewhat subsided, and right now kind of all eyes are on CPI prints. We had a pretty poor one back in April, and then the most recent one was positive. So markets have been reacting positively to that. kind of taking a step back, I'd argue that 2022 was the big year of valuation expectation resets. With the rise in interest rates. And then 2023 was, when are interest rates going to come down, because they are really high and the cost of financing is very expensive. And now we sit here in kind of 2024. We were hoping for a rate cut by now, but that has not materialized. I think most economists project one here by the end of the year. And again, what does all that matter? Well, the cost of debt, which is used to finance most acquisitions, is extremely high.